Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, we're looking at areas of clouds and sun, high of about 72 degrees. In Kenosha right now, skies are clear, it's 57. Some fog in the Burlington area with 52 degrees, 60 and partly cloudy in Milwaukee and Racine, clear skies, 59. An agreement on base wages has been announced by the Racine Unified School District and Racine Education Association after weeks of verbal sniping by the teachers' union to what the district had been proposing. The deal, which goes to the school board Monday night, includes step increases for years of service, level increases for advanced educational attainment for all eligible teachers, and the promise of future meetings on supplemental salary increases. Superintendent Lolly Haas in a news release says our teachers and staff deserve to have their salary increases determined and in place as soon as possible. It further indicates the district is ready to propose additional funding to provide a 1.62% supplemental increase for teachers at the top of their salary schedule who are not eligible for step and level pay hikes, thus ensuring all teachers get a salary increase. Supplemental pay not part of base wages cannot be negotiated under Act 10. Congressman Paul Ryan says the Pope's speech to Congress yesterday, while touching on a variety of issues, it wasn't just meant for the nation's lawmakers, in his word.
I don't think one should look at his speech as sort of a laundry list of policies some Democrats like, some Republicans like. That's not what this speech was. This speech was a pastoral speech. This was the voice of St. Peter speaking to not just Congress, but to all Americans about important principles.
Pope Francis addressing a joint meeting of Congress, issues such as the death penalty, climate change, immigration, first pontiff to ever address the U.S. Congress. Meanwhile, Republican leaders in the House and Senate on Capitol Hill laying out their plans to fund the federal government and defund Planned Parenthood. Joe Gomez has the story.
House and Senate leaders are trying to lay out a plan to avoid a government shutdown by next week and still defund Planned Parenthood, after the Senate shot down a short-term spending bill that would have funded the government until December 11th. Speaker of the House John Boehner reportedly plans to use a process called reconciliation, which would prevent the bill from being filibustered by Democrats and limit debate over it to 20 hours. I'm Joe Gomez.
Meanwhile, in Madison, the state assembly has passed funding restrictions on Planned Parenthood.
It prohibits Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin from accessing about $3.5 million in annual funding under the federal Title X program. DePere Republican Andre Jacques is the author.
Those funds should be going to our county and local health departments to be able to determine where those funds should go. Things like the Wisconsin Well Woman program, where we have breast and cervical cancer screening, things that are very fundable under Title X.
It would prohibit the state from passing on any of the federal funding to providers offering abortions or making abortion referrals. Chris Taylor, a Madison Democrat.
None of these facilities provide abortions. What they do provide is life-saving care to women.
The bill passed on a 60-35 vote. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A man who tried to rob the Racine Lutheran High School thrift shop at 1455 Douglas Avenue around noon yesterday ran away empty-handed when the 89-year-old woman behind the register couldn't get it open. Police indicate the suspect did point a gun at the woman, demanded money, but then fled. A Racine teenager who sexually assaulted an unconscious girl and video recorded the encounter got a 25-year prison term yesterday. 18-year-old Alejandro Sanchez Morales broke down in sobs as he read a statement asking Judge Michael Piontek for mercy. Several family members cried from their seats in the gallery. The cell phone video showing the defendant and a friend assaulting the girl in a variety of ways. The 16-year-old victim at the time had passed out after drinking too much at a party 2 years ago. Videos accompanied by lewd and boastful commentary. Judge Piontek noting that the defendant already has a substantial record, two felonies stemming from separate drug cases.
You did what you wanted to do. You lived the life that you thought you should. Don't worry about education, drugs, alcohol, guns. Gangs.
The victim, reportedly still trying to recover emotionally, is said to have suicidal thoughts. Sanchez Morales' friend already serving a 20-year prison sentence in that case. Marquette University has announced it has stripped comedian Bill Cosby of the honorary degree it was awarded to him back in 2013. First time university has rescinded one of those degrees, and it came on the same day that Fordham University took the same action. Cosby, as you know, accused of drugging victims and raping them. Some big changes could be on the way for state workers hired under the civil service system. Senator Roger Roth working on a bill It would make numerous changes, like getting rid of the civil service exam that many job applicants currently have to take.
It's an archaic process. Nobody does this anymore. So as we try to realign our hiring practices to the best practices we see in private business, in 2015, this is a thing of the past.
That full proposal expected to be introduced in Madison early next week. The Racine County Board this week authorizing some budgetary transfers to cover cost of doing business items, as well as accepting state DOT enforcement and emergency planning grant dollars. Supervisor Bob Miller indicating almost $3,200 would provide a battery backup for the 911 dispatch center, and $30,000 from contingency was needed to overhaul the engine on Water Patrol Boat Number 1.
The boat was originally acquired from the Coast Guard at a very good price. It was anticipated that someday the engine would have to be overhauled, and unfortunately we didn't make it all the way through the boating season this year.
Supervisors also accepting a couple of traffic safety alcohol enforcement grants from the state, one for Racine County alone, the other being a joint effort with Kenosha County. And there was acceptance of an almost $37,000 emergency management grant. There are traffic problems around schools in Racine Unified, like in Kenosha and most other school districts in southeast Wisconsin, at morning drop-off and afternoon pickup times. It's almost a given. Partly why the Racine Traffic Commission this week decided not to do anything about enforcement concerns of a former alderman, but allowing each school principal or Racine Unified to ask for help if there is a significant issue. Commission member Robert Mosel tied his concerns to overall safety, but also the school district requesting new and or additional signage around parking around the schools.
I don't think more signs ever solves anything. It's probably the fact that the current ones aren't enforced. So I don't even know what school has a problem at what time. And either way, if that shift change, we can't expect the entire force to be put out of service for regular parking violations if there's calls over. So my idea is that we think of other ideas after we figure out what the problem is to enforce these regulations at the schools.
Police Lieutenant Dave Wolgemuth acknowledged that there are problems at many school sites, but to what degree is unknown, and that goes toward planning with available resources. Commissioner John Heckenlively suggested Racine Unified's Transportation Director Patrick Starkin may be invited to a meeting with any concerns around the schools that they could address. And it looks like the Caledonia Village Board will get into a future discussion about the We Energy's Oak Creek Power Plant and reported health concerns connected to increased coal dust from the site, which was upgraded and expanded, as you know, within the last 10 years. At this week's Village Board meeting, Trustee Ed Willing said there are a lot of unknowns at this point, and perhaps the Joint Health Board, of which he is a member, or some committee, could gather information. Bordering on a violation of the open meetings law for discussion about an issue that wasn't on the agenda, Village President Bob Bradley suggested they get into a little more of it at their next meeting. WRJN.com is your source for our local news. Our webpage has our newscasts in podcast form. They're in the local news section. And at WRJN News is our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.